DPS presents awards at first PSC meeting of 2025. Texas Border Business, Austin, the Public Safety Commission, PSC, along with Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, Colonel Freeman F. Martin, recognized the service of several Texans at the first PSC meeting of the year today at DPS headquarters in Austin. PSC Commissioners and Colonel Martin presented two William P. Clements Excellence Awards, two Director's Citations, two Director's Awards and seven Lifesaving Awards. Today, we proudly recognize the dedication and bravery of some of the heroes who call Texas home, said Colonel Martin. Their character, selflessness and unwavering sense of duty represent the best of our state and this department. It's an honor to thank them for what they've done. The following people were recognized. William Page Clements Excellence Award. The William P. Clements Excellence Award honors employees who display exceptional performance of duties throughout his or her career at DPS. Former Texas Governor William P. Clements was known for his commitment to excellence and public service, and this distinction seeks to honor personnel who embody that same spirit. Michael Millen, Information Technology Division. Began his career with DPS in 2004 and for the last 12 years, he has been an integral part of the platform services team within information technology operations, solutions and delivery. Throughout his career, Millen has demonstrated an exemplary ability to collaborate across all areas of DPS and set high standards for teamwork. He routinely steps up during times of transition, filling critical knowledge gaps and assuming additional responsibilities during vacancies. Milan's ability to provide effective solutions to complex problems is unmatched, and he has been a key player in responding to and resolving several major outages that affected DPS operations. During the recent CrowdStrike incident, he was the first to respond, troubleshooting servers and devising a solution with another team member hours ahead of other state agencies. Millen views each challenge as an opportunity to improve services and strengthen customer relationships. His proactive approach, reliability and deep technical knowledge make him an indispensable asset to the team. In recognition of his exceptional performance of duties throughout his career, Michael Millen was awarded the 2024 William P. Clements Excellence Award. Michael Adcock, Texas Ranger Division, began his career with DPS in 1997, working as a Highway Patrol Trooper, Criminal Investigations Division Sergeant and then a Texas Ranger until his retirement in late 2024. Throughout Adcock's time at DPS, he played a pivotal role in many high-profile investigations, including the East Texas church fires, the murder investigation of former Texas Governor Bill Clements' son and the murder of a Kaufman County District Attorney and spouse. He served as lead investigator in the campsite murders and led a team in the digital crime scene documentation and reconstruction following the mass shooting at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs. He served as a member of the Texas Rangers Major Crime Scene Response Team, Texas Rangers Crime Scene Working Group, team led for the Texas Rangers Company, B, Crime Scene Team, the Officer Involved Shooting Review Committee and the Assistant Team Lead for the Company, B. Unmanned Aircraft System, UAS, program. He has mentored rangers and local investigators in countless instances, serving as the go-to resource for his command staff, local prosecutors, agency heads and rangers all over the state. He has consistently displayed a commitment to excellence through his work and the development of other officers and rangers through his mentorship. In recognition of his exceptional performance of duties, Texas Ranger Michael Adcock, RET, was awarded the 2024 William P. Clements Excellence Award. Director's Citation. Throughout 2024, Trooper Joshua Perkins, Waco, demonstrated dedication and exceptional skills in criminal interdiction. In collaboration with his K-9 partner, Athena, Trooper Perkins achieved significant narcotics and currency seizures totaling over 95 pounds of cocaine, over 1,400 pounds of marijuana, THC products, over 41 pounds of heroin, 2.2 pounds of fentanyl and $654,945 in U.S. currency. Many of these seizures involved complex concealment techniques, including electronically activated compartments, evaporator canister compartments, modified vehicle floors, hidden dash compartments and modified batteries. Trooper Perkins is also recognized as a department expert in license plate reader, LPR, systems. This knowledge was instrumental in a high-profile case with the McLennan County Sheriff's Office, where he helped identify a murder suspect by cross-referencing LPR data with the timeline of the incident. With limited information and a blurry image of a suspect vehicle, Trooper Perkins was able to locate the license plate on IH-35. Trooper Perkins has trained officers from multiple departments, including the Waco Police Department and McLennan and Hill County Sheriff's Offices, on maximizing LPR system usage. This collaboration has led to successful interdictions across various law enforcement agencies. Furthermore, Trooper Perkins' expertise prompted the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics to seek his guidance in developing software to improve LPR-based patrol efforts. Trooper Perkins consistently goes beyond his duty, demonstrating resilience, determination, and a commitment to public safety. His work has removed dangerous narcotics from Texas roadways and protected countless lives. In recognition of his dedication and exceptional skills in criminal interdiction, Trooper Joshua Perkins was awarded the Director's Citation. Director's Citation. On November 11, 2023, Trooper Justin Reese Center was assigned to the Austin Violent Crimes Task Force and began following an Austin Police Department, APD, patrol unit responding to an emergency. As they arrived at an apartment complex, Trooper Reese was informed the call for service was for family violence assault, disturbance. A victim, located in her car talking on the phone, informed the responding officers that her boyfriend assaulted her by pushing her against a wall, striking her pregnant stomach and injuring her arm. As other APD officers arrived, law enforcement made contact with the suspect as he came to the door holding a 6-month-old infant. After officers directed the suspect to hand over the infant, the suspect began choking and squeezing the baby, stating officers would have to kill him and the baby. Trooper Reese approached the suspect and tried removing the suspect's hands from around the infant's neck and chest. The suspect refused to let go and attempted to pull away while squeezing the infant tighter. Realizing the baby's breathing was being restricted, Trooper Reese grabbed the suspect by the hair and forced his head away from the infant's head. Then, with his left forearm, Trooper Reese shielded the infant's head and struck the suspect in the face 3 times with a closed fist, knocking him to the ground. APD officers grabbed the infant while Trooper Reese arrested the suspect. The infant was transported to a hospital for medical treatment. In recognition of his significant and professional response during a life-threatening situation, Trooper Justin Reese, who recently promoted and is now a special agent with the department's Criminal Investigations Division, was awarded the Director's Citation. Director's Award. On September 14, 2024, Trooper Nathaniel Gutierrez responded to a report of a wrong-way driver on the President George Bush Turnpike in Collin County. Trooper Gutierrez blocked the driver using his patrol vehicle, detaining the driver and removing him from the traffic lane for safety. After attempting to handcuff the subject, the driver grabbed Trooper Gutierrez and a struggle ensued. The driver assaulted Trooper Gutierrez, biting, striking and grabbing his groin area. At this time, Mr. John Kerr was traveling on the turnpike and observed the assault. Without hesitation, Mr. Kerr stopped his vehicle to assist, placing himself on top of the driver. Mr. Kerr grabbed the driver's legs as Trooper Gutierrez worked to gain control of the driver's hands. After 4 minutes, Trooper Gutierrez was able to handcuff the driver. Due to the location of the struggle, the incident could have resulted in Trooper Gutierrez sustaining significant injuries or being struck by a passing motorist if it not for Mr. Kerr's involvement and brave response. In recognition of his significant and decisive response to a life-threatening situation resulting in the assistance to a law enforcement officer, Mr. John Kerr was awarded the Director's Award. Life-Saving and Director's Award. On August 1, 2024, Special Agent John Vincent, San Antonio, responded to a delayed positive hit on a previously checked license plate connected to a clear alert for a 54-year-old suicidal subject. Agent Vincent contacted Special Agents Ross Rigby, San Antonio, and Trey Frost, San Antonio, and San Antonio Police Detective Janelle Invale to assist with the investigation. The investigative team confirmed the subject was inside the motel where his vehicle was located and attempted to conduct a welfare check. After no response, the team entered the room and found the subject in the bathtub, unclothed, motionless and sitting in a pool of blood with significant lacerations to each wrist and elbow crease. The subject was breathing, and the team immediately requested medical assistance while simultaneously performing life-saving measures. The subject was uncooperative and resisted medical care, removing the tourniquets from his arms and demanding that they let him die. The team quickly pivoted medical care and utilized towels to apply pressure to the wounds while verbally de-escalating the subject, who began losing consciousness. EMS arrived and provided further medical treatment, transporting the subject to a local hospital for continued medical care and a 72-hour mental health evaluation hold. In recognition of their significant and decisive response to a life-threatening situation resulting in the saving of a life, Special Agents John Vincent, Ross Rigby and Trey Frost were awarded the Life-Saving Award, and Detective Janellen Valle was awarded the Director's Award. Life-Saving Award. On October 16, 2024, Trooper Taylor Buster Center was on routine patrol in Shelby County when he received radio communication about a house fire with a subject trapped inside. The subject could not exit the home due to the dense smoke and was advised to get on the floor of a bathroom until first responders arrived. Upon arrival, Trooper Buster, without hesitation, exited his patrol unit and ran through the front door of the residence while the house was fully engulfed in flames. Trooper Buster began giving call-outs but did not hear any responses, so he exited the home and went to the back of the house. As he started giving call-outs again, he heard a subject yelling from inside. Trooper Buster kicked the rear door open to access the home and began removing items blocking his path to the subject. Trooper Buster crawled to the subject, grabbed his arm and removed him from the house with the assistance of a nearby citizen. The subject was treated by EMS and transported to a local hospital for smoke inhalation. In recognition of his significant and decisive response to a life-threatening situation resulting in the saving of a life, Trooper Taylor Buster was awarded the Life-Saving Award. Life-Saving Award. On September 5, 2024, Trooper George Greenway IV, Sulphur Springs, was working Operation Lone Star in El Paso when he thought he heard a woman scream. Stepping into his patrol unit, Trooper Greenway received a notification to be on the lookout for a female subject in a nearby canal who had been swept away in the rushing waters. Trooper Greenway traveled a short distance to a culvert where he knew others had previously drowned. As he stepped out of his patrol unit, Trooper Greenway heard a woman crying. He flashed his light and saw a female subject hanging onto a cable approximately 50 feet from the culvert. Trooper Greenway could see the subject was about to lose her grip and knew she would not survive if she entered the culvert. Trooper Greenway removed his belt and immediately jumped into the canal, grabbing the cable to reach the female subject. She went limp once Trooper Greenway made his way to her, and he observed injuries to her chest area and a compound fracture of her wrist. Trooper Greenway wrapped his legs around her and locked his ankles together so he could hold the cable and pull her to safety. Trooper Greenway had to release the cable and grab onto a rebar step along the wall. He slowly inched her up the wall to the top of the cement canal and pulled her away from the edge until further help could arrive. National Guard soldiers and medical personnel arrived shortly after and transported the female subject to a local hospital for treatment. In recognition of his significant and decisive response to a life-threatening situation resulting in the saving of a life, Trooper George Greenway IV was awarded the Life-Saving Award. Life-Saving Award. On November 13, 2023, Tactical Marine Unit Sergeant Andrew Mitchell, Kingsville, was actively working rescue operations at known river crossings in Eagle Pass. Officers were triaging subjects and deploying flotation devices to those who could not swim or those who were observed to be drowning. During this time, Sergeant Mitchell observed an infant being swept away underwater and not resurfacing. His patrol vessel was unable to maneuver fast enough to rescue the infant due to the other group of subjects in the water being swept toward them. Sergeant Mitchell removed his duty gear and jumped into the swift water, where he successfully pulled the infant above the water's surface. With the assistance of a personal flotation device, Sergeant Mitchell swam back to land with one arm while holding the infant with his other hand above his head. Once on the riverbank, Mitchell cleared the infant's airway and ensured the infant was out of harm's way. In recognition of his significant and decisive response to a life-threatening situation resulting in the saving of a life, Sergeant Andrew Mitchell was awarded the Lifesaving Award. Lifesaving Award. On August 23, 2024, Ms. Anna Ferguson was at a steakhouse in Austin celebrating the graduation of her nephew, who had just become a Texas State Trooper. After her nephew excused himself to the restroom, Ms. Ferguson began to choke on a piece of steak. Her airway became completely blocked, and she could not breathe. Trooper Arthur Mitchell, Rosenberg, who was sitting close to Ms. Ferguson, immediately began performing the Heimlich maneuver three times, ultimately dislodging the piece of steak and clearing Ms. Ferguson's airway. In recognition of his significant and decisive response to a life-threatening situation resulting in the saving of a life, Trooper Arthur Mitchell was awarded the Lifesaving Award. Please join us in congratulating all the award recipients. You can view additional photos here. Dot. Hash hash hash. HQ 2025-15.